Before we begin, I would like to thank Finny for being my super patron on the generosity tier. A wonderful Sunday. Another wonderful Sunday spent with my wife. I love you. I love being your play wife. We've been married for 2 years now. Isn't that crazy to think about it? Like, it feels like no time has passed at all. Wouldn't you agree? I feel like I could just spend the rest of my life with you. I'm just so happy. Sure, I always thought I'd end up with a man, but this is okay too, and I'm happy. So what does it matter? Plus, there are things that... You know, but let's not get into that. What are you looking at me like that for? What? You wanna... want to have a serious conversation with me? What is it about? Stupid neighbors outside interrupting our conversation. You want to talk about having kids? I guess we talked about it before we got married, and I'm not against the idea. So yeah, we can talk about it. So, that is something you want, right? You told me that you always wanted to have children and to be the provider for them. Raise them right, raise them to be kind and understanding, strong-willed. What do I want? Well, I always wanted to be a mother of sorts, and I know I'm not a woman or anything. And maybe it's a sexist ideal to say that if I am kind and take on the traditional feminine role that it makes me a mother, but there's always just been something really appealing about it, being a boy who's a mother. I don't know. I wouldn't actually expect them to call me that or anything, because, like, you know, the kids would make fun of them. Like, when they grew up and started going to school. Like, we're not in a lesbian relationship. I'm not a trans woman. But I don't know. Just being that kind of figure in a child's life or children's life is something I think about a lot. And it's not something I need, like I said. But I've always just thought I'd conform to whatever my partner wanted, because I'm fine either way. And if you want children, then yeah, I'd love to have children with you. You want me to be fully committed to it? What do you mean? You don't want me to just go along with it? I'm not. I'm really not just going along with it. It is something I've wanted, but I'm just okay either way. And if you really want it, then I want it too. I'm serious. I really, if you want it, I want it too. You want me to want it on my own? That's a bit of a hard psychological concept to grasp. Because presumably the way... I mean, I'm still fertile. So we could have our own children. And it's not really something we can do by... I could do by myself. So I'm not exactly sure what you mean. Mm-hmm. Well... I guess what you mean is you want me to want it full-heartedly, and not just because you want it, not because I'm just doing what you want, even if it is something I want, if you want. You want me to want it entirely on my own. Well, I think I do. You see, my mother, she came from an abusive home. And it was her goal to not continue the cycle that had been going on in her family for who knows how long. So she raised me differently. She raised me to be kind, and maybe it made me weak for the world, but I'm surviving. I'm happy. And I want to continue that. I don't want her effort of breaking the cycle that her family had been in for generations. I don't want it to end with me. You know? I want to pass it on. I really want that. So if you're worried about me not wanting it on my own, I do. But I want to do it with you. Sorry, that was weird phrasing. I want to have children with you. Really, only you. I couldn't think of anyone else. I mean, we're married in a sort of heterosexual relationship. I mean, I'm no person for tradition. Obviously, look at me. I'm a boy in a dress and an apron. But I love you. And we can do this. We can be parents. I guess I have to stop calling myself a boy then, and just a man, a real man, a feminine man. And you know what? I think we could get a house. Don't freak out, because I hate living in these apartments. People are so noisy. I mean, you hear that? Just the constant bang, bang, scream. And I know the housing market is insane right now, but I've heard of these housing programs where you can don't have to pay less. One of my mom's friends is doing that right now. She's only paying what we pay in rent right now. So if we stay in the same city and we apply for that same housing program, we could do it. We could totally afford it. So if we have children, I want to raise them in a house. I mean, there's nothing wrong being raised in an apartment. I was raised in several apartments, and look at me, I came out fine. But I'd like to raise them in a house, or him, or them, or just one child, I'm not sure. So, how about it? I mean, you suggested it, but I'm all in for it. So, are we gonna do this? We're going to do this. We're going to try to have a baby. Well, okay. First thing of all is that before I got on hormones, I froze a deposit, if you know what I'm saying. So I mentioned still being fertile, but there's a chance I might not be as much because of the hormones. But I can get off those for a while so I can be fertile again. And if that doesn't work, there's the deposit I made in the bank, you know? That could be something. Wouldn't that be awesome? So yeah, we have plenty of chances. I'm going to get off my hormones here now so I can, you know. But yeah, we're really going to do this. I love you. I love you so much. I want to build a life. I want to continue to build a life. I want to build from what we have. We're going to be amazing parents. We're going to be the best parents. And it's going to be hard. There's going to be issues. And then they're going to turn into teenagers. And it's going to be hell for 8 years. But we're going to do this. You're making me realize I always wanted this. I used to say that I would hold back if my partner didn't want it. But I think I really do. Now that we're older, certainly not when I was younger, but now that we're older and we're past those wild days, I think we're doing this. Give me a hug. Give me a hug, life. I love you. Thank you to my patrons, Kelter Melter, JD, Mr. Anonymous, Seeds, G-Fan Over, Dream Inform, Midas the Man, Havizard Audio, Gabe, Madal, Imperial, Sage, Azrael Dreamer, Dr. Green, My Unicorn is Real, Dante Rhodes, Shadow 76, Josh Height, Just a Gamer Guy 98, V, Gabriel Erbes, Aaron Locke, David 209, Starlight, Finny, Super Groovy, Gil Bates, Major Gaming, LT underscore Lee, hashtag 6427, Jacob Taylor, Zapita, Ice Samurai, and Jaden Levitt. I love you all so much. And a special thank you to Aaron Locke 9461 for being my biggest fan.